Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has once again shattered its record for the most new coronavirus cases in one day, with nearly 2,800. It's at least the sixth time this month the state has broken its record for the most cases in one day. According to the state's official dashboard, more than 80,100 people have tested positive for coronavirus in Florida, and nearly 3,000 have died. More than 12,000 Floridians have been hospitalized. Dr. Peter Chang, Vice President of Care Transitions at Tampa General Hospital, says Hillsborough has also seen record numbers of positive cases this week.
So the latest numbers are concerning. Essentially, what we're seeing is over the last, week and a half, so around 10 days, we've seen a considerable increase in the number of new cases per day in Hillsborough County. It's one of the best ways to track the spread of COVID-19. And as we look at the case loads, Sunday was actually our biggest day in Hillsborough County since the beginning of the pandemic, with at least 223 reported cases. Previous to that, on Saturday, we had around 170 new cases. And so really kind of what you're seeing is, I think, a consequence of people not following the three big rules, as I call them, which is the first is, of course, wearing a face covering or a mask. The second is appropriate distancing between people when you're out in public spaces. And of course, the third is to make sure you're frequently washing your hands. Those are kind of the three things that we can do to help protect ourselves. And as you go out into the community, you're really not seeing that. And I really want to urge and stress the importance that this is not a direct relation to phase one opening. One can say you can make that argument, but we had to do phase one opening for a variety of different reasons. But when you look at doing it and doing it safely, there's two completely different things. And although phase one is in full speed right now, moving on to phase two, we really are not seeing the take up of, you know, wearing the mask, keeping your distance, and of course, washing your hands.
That's Dr. Peter Chang, Vice President of Care Transitions at Tampa General Hospital, speaking about record numbers of new positive coronavirus cases in Hillsborough County and in Florida. We'll hear more from him on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30, including what warning signs to look out for in the coming days and weeks. Americans are more unhappy today than they've been in nearly 50 years. That's according to the COVID response tracking study conducted in late May by NORC at the University of Chicago. The survey finds that just 14% of American adults say they're very happy. That's down from 31% who said the same in 2018. Until this year, no less than 29% of Americans have ever called themselves very happy in that survey. Virginia's governor announced today that he will propose making Juneteenth an official holiday in a state that was once home to the capital of the Confederacy. Juneteenth is celebrated annually on June 19th. The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when news finally reached African Americans in Texas that President Abraham Lincoln had issued the Emancipation Proclamation freeing slaves living in Confederate states 2 years earlier. Police in Jacksonville say a young child was killed in what appears to be an accidental shooting. The shooting occurred late yesterday at a home. Family members told media that the 2-year-old boy was killed. Authorities say another child and several adults were also in the house at the time of the shooting. An investigation is underway. The Tampa Bay Community Action Committee will hold a vigil on Saturday evening for a Black Lives Matter protester who was killed in Tallahassee last week. The vigil for Toyin Salu is from 7 until 9 in the evening at Joe Chalura Courthouse Square in downtown Tampa. Meanwhile, Blaze Ganey reports last night there was also a vigil for her in Tallahassee.
Close friends of Salau helped organize a vigil hours after finding out that she had been found dead. China Carney is one of them.
Yes, Toyin struggled all her life. Her life was not easy at all. She went through a lot of abuse sexually, mentally, physically, whatever type of abuse. Although she went through everything, she was a very sad girl. She had a beautiful soul. She loved and had passion in everything that she did.
Aaron Glee Jr. is believed to have murdered both Salau and Sims. He was arrested Sunday morning in Orlando. He's being held on a Leon County warrant that lists the charge as felony murder. Glee is no stranger to jail. He was behind bars May 30th and June 9th on charges related to abuse of women. Salau and Sims were both missing for days before being found. Residents of Monday Road say they had searched in their area and saw nothing. They say Glee was an outsider who had recently moved to the area. I'm Blaze Ganey.
Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. It'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.